Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things inner child healing. Buckle up, because today we're diving deep into a truth that's often buried under layers of self-doubt and societal pressure. You're enough every single day. No matter what those nagging forces in your head might whisper, or what the world throws your way, remember this: you are inherently worthy, capable, and loved just as you are. Think about it, ever feel like you're constantly chasing something more? A bigger job, a better body, more followers, more validation? We've all been there. It's like we are on this never-ending quest to prove our worth, but honey, the truth is your worth isn't determined by external achievements. You're enough just by existing. And that's what we're going to unpack today. How to embrace your inherent worthiness and silence those pesky inner critics. Ready to unlock a whole new level of self-love and confidence? Let's get started. Firstly, ditch the comparison game. It's a total trap, right? We scroll through curated feeds comparing our messy reality with everyone else's highlight reel. Remember, you're not on the same journey as anyone else. Your timeline is unique, your struggles are valid, and your triumphs deserve to be celebrated. Focus on your own path, celebrate your wins, big or small, and learn from your stumbles. That's what makes life interesting. Secondly, practice self-compassion. You know, treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a dear friend. Imagine someone you love struggling. You wouldn't bombard them with criticism, right? You'd offer support, encouragement, and maybe even a warm cup of tea. So do that for yourself. Be your own cheerleader, acknowledge your imperfections without judgment, and celebrate your strengths. Thirdly, silence those inner critics. I know, easier said than done, right? But every time you catch yourself thinking negatively and not good enough, I'll never be successful, etc. Gently challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this belief? And most importantly, what would I say to a friend who was having these thoughts? Chances are, you'd offer them words of encouragement and support. Do the same for yourself. Fourthly, remember that your worth isn't tied to external validation. We crave approval from others, but true happiness comes from within. Don't let someone else's opinion define your value. You are a masterpiece in progress, constantly evolving and growing. Embrace your journey, celebrate your unique talents, and never let anyone dim your light. Finally, practice gratitude. Every day, take a moment to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. Gratitude shifts your focus to the positive, cultivates contentment, and reminds you that you have so much to be thankful for. Now, let me share a real-world example that I think will resonate with all of you. Remember those times when you've put immense pressure on yourself to achieve something, a promotion at work, acing a presentation, or even just cleaning your entire house in record time? You know, the kind of pressure that leaves you feeling exhausted and doubting yourself. Well, imagine this. You're giving this super important presentation, and instead of focusing on achieving perfection, you decide to approach it with self-compassion. You acknowledge that you might not nail every point perfectly, but that's okay. You remind yourself that your purpose is to share your knowledge and connect with the audience, not to be flawless. And guess what? You deliver a powerful presentation, even if it wasn't picture perfect. See, when we let go of the need to be perfect and embrace our imperfections, we free ourselves from unnecessary pressure and create space for genuine connection and growth. Remember, darling, you are enough. Every day is a chance to rediscover your worth, embrace your unique beauty, and shine bright. So take what you've learned today and put it into action. Maybe write down 3 things you love about yourself, or practice a little self-compassion when you make a mistake. Share this episode with a friend who needs to hear these words of affirmation. And don't forget to leave a review. Your feedback means the world. Keep shining bright, my loves. Until next time, remember, you are enough.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.